As you wish.
All right, Chairman, let's go.
The Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. The clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
Chairman Cahill?
Here.
Will everyone please stand for a salute of the flag?
Oh, he's breaking up bad.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, I'll accept nominations for the chairperson for the Zoning Board for 2023.
Steve Weissman here. I would like to nominate Sean Cahill, the chairman.
I second that.
Roy.
Are there any other nominations for chairman? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill, I'll turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you all for your support. I appreciate it more than you know. I'd like to...
Excuse me. I didn't hear my name, and I should have an appointment, a meeting today as well.
This is the reorganization meeting. When your case is called, we will call you.
Okay.
We're not there yet. Just be a little more patient if you would. We need to submit an election of a vice chairperson. I'd like to make a motion to have Steve Weissman continue as the vice chairperson. Thank you. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Weissman. Appreciate your dedication. At this point, we're going to need the election of a secretary. Do we have any nominations?
I would like Steve Weissman. I would like to nominate Sean Cahill.
A second.
Please call the roll.
Excuse me. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Thank you again. Appreciate your support. At this point, we're going to look at the appointment of a board attorney. The individual I'd like to elect was on the board when I started, and I started over 20 years ago. And he helps us out in the dark waters and navigates us through most of these applications when they become a little obscure, and he puts it in layman's terms. And I'm happy to nominate Jim Keneally to be the board attorney. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Hold the roll, please.
Whoever is talking, can you please mute yourself? I don't even know who it is.
It's muted now.
They just found out. Can I get a roll call on that, Laura?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
The next appointment would be for our planner. And again, this gentleman also helps us out immensely. We take his lead and his expertise on every application. And I'd like to ask John Chadwick to continue as our planner. Can I get a second? Thank you. Please call the roll.
Who was second? I didn't hear. I apologize.
Kalpesh.
Kalpesh, thank you. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, John. Well deserved. This next appointment is for a recording clerk. This individual is the heart and soul behind our board. Without her, I mean, we show up on Thursday nights and we have paperwork in front of us and we know what's laid out, but we don't know the intricacies and the hard work behind the scenes that makes it so simple for us to continue as a zoning board. And I would like to ask Laura Buckley to continue as our clerk.
I'll second.
Oh, jumping it all in. Everyone wants a second now. And look at that.
Much love. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Much love. All right. Can I get a roll call on that one, please?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
I guess.
You thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We're going to look at some committee appointments. Laura, I was going to ask for the subdivision committee and the site plan committee, the people that were on it the last time, are there any changes in personnel? Could we just have them?
No. Yeah, we could have the same ones. I could actually pull out from last year and just.
Let's just do that in any in the interest of simplicity.
Okay.
Okay. Item number 12 is move to adjourn. Can I get a all in favor of adjournment? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Welcome back, everyone.
Okay, we'll be give me like a 5-second little break here and we'll start the next meeting. All right. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand, salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
which stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we start the meeting, Mr. Keneally, we've got quite a few applications on the agenda tonight. In the interest of expediting these and not wasting the public's time, I would ask that the applicants, if you get an indication from me or any other members of the board that the application is going well, we might expedite that process quicker than we normally would. So that being said, Mr. Kinnell, do we have any changes to the agenda?
I am only aware of one change. Kisha Horton, 1697 West 4th Street, is unavailable tonight, so that matter is going to be carried to January 26th. Ms. Buckley, did she notice?
She told me she did, but she didn't have a chance to drop them off.
Okay, so if anybody's here on the Horton application, there will be no further notice if they did notice. If she did not notice, there will be notices for January 26th. Those are all the changes I'm aware of, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number 5, 22-ZB-103V Dish Wireless LLC.
Mr. Skolnick.
Richard Skolnick on behalf of the applicant. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear, sir.
Chairman, in regard to what you had to say, this is an application to add some antennas onto an existing cell tower. Mr. Chadwick issued a review letter confirming that we complied with the federal and state requirements for the zoning exemption. So I have my engineer on the line, but I don't think I need to put him on since we have the confirmation from Mr. Chadwick. So I know the board has heard these. I was in front of you a couple months ago. I see my esteemed colleague, Mr. Purcell, behind me. So we do have Mr. Chadwick's confirmation letter. We would request that the board confirm that we comply with those exemption standards for the addition of new antennas and equipment. We're not exceeding the existing height, and we're not going out more than 20 feet, and we're putting the equipment in the compound. That's all I have, Chairman.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being concise and brief.
One comment, the site needs a little site maintenance. I left a message with Richard on that, and I believe you're also agree to comply with all the prior conditions on the site.
Of course, we don't think that maintenance is the tower folks, but whatever it is, we'll work with the owner and we're agreeable to that condition.
Thank you, Mr. Skolnick. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this? Ms. Buckley?
No one's raising their hand, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion and offer a move to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, CalPERS. Please call a roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Chairman, Mr. Skolnick, we'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you so much. I'm on vacation. I appreciate you putting me in this spot on the agenda.
Go enjoy yourself.
Look, take it. Thank you. My family's waiting for me for cocktail hour.
Enjoy. I have one for me. Let's move on to item number six. 22-ZB-91V, NYSMASA Limited Partnership, doing business as Verizon.
Mr. Purcell.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Edward Purcell, Council Price, Nish, Shulman, and Dierminio, here tonight from New York SMSA, DBA Verizon Wireless. Like Mr. Skolnick, this is a very similar application. This is for at 300 South Randolph Road, a tower where Verizon seeks to add a net of one antenna and some additional ancillary equipment. We just are requesting an interpretation and reversing of the zoning officer's denial with respect to this matter, essentially just requesting a administrative direction for an administrative approval of this under the applicable state and federal law. Mr. Chadwick also sent a letter agreeing that this fell within that exemption. Just one particular condition that I'll mention with respect to this matter. There was a structural analysis which was provided to the board. There's one condition of that structural analysis was a modification to the tower. That modification is going to be made by, my understanding is AT&T as part of its application that it's going to be pending before this board very soon. So what we would stipulate to is that we would not construct, add these additional antennas until that modification is made. That's a requirement of our structural analysis.
And I've discussed this with Mr. Purcell, and that's acceptable from a legal standpoint for the zoning board.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Does anyone on the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Does anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Nothing? Okay, we've closed the public portion and make a motion to approve this application with the stipulation that Mr. Keneally just said was
the amendable. Modification.
The modification, sorry. Yeah, okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
I'm taking order.
Pick one, Laura.
Mr. Weissman,
call the roll.
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Arreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell, we'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, sir. Let's move on to item number seven, 22-ZB-92V, Jonathan Stuhl.
Is Jonathan Stuhl present?
I am, yes.
Okay, are you both going to be testifying?
Yes.
I need to swear both of you in. Could each of you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time, could I have your name and address, please?
Jonathan Stuhl, 10 Dunbar Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Nicole Stuhl, 10 Dunbar Ave, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure. So we had already applied for a variance for a pool. We have an existing unimproved right-of-way at the rear of our property, which creates a front yard setback in the rear of the property. We had applied for a variance to have a pool installed. And as part of moving forward with the project, we've decided we want to install a shed, a fence, and possibly a pavilion or gazebo in that rear area that would violate this front yard setback. So we're requesting relief from that.
Have you had a chance to look at Mr. Hitterstein's November 29th and January 12th memo?
Yes, I have the January 12th memo, yes.
Okay. Can you address the items contained in that memo?
Sure. So number one, yes, we agree to meet the 8-foot setback that was inadvertent in the application process. And then for number three, well, number two just says that there's no issues, I believe. So we agree.
Correct. Yeah, number two.
Number three is about the permanent easement for the other side, because of the master plan width of 50 feet. I mean, we generally agree with that. Whatever the process is, we would need to understand that, I guess.
Yeah, and then the township would take care of that process. You just have to sign.
Okay. Okay, so we're just agreeing to that, yes. So, I mean, we agreed to number three and number four. The only thing about number four question that I had was about the timing. I understand that it's in process and the plans are being drawn. We saw the surveyors doing the work. So is that going to happen at the point in time when the township comes up with that process? Is that what we're agreeing to?
Mr. Hinderstein.
Yeah, that process is really an unknown.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they're doing the survey work for it now. It could be a year, it could be 2 years until they actually, you know, put a shovel in the ground to actually start construction. Again, that temporary construction easement is just when they actually do the construction. If a tire goes over the property line or leaves a rod or something of that nature, they'll repair it. But it's just, they want that comfort to know that if they do go over the line, that it's temporary. They're responsible to repair any damage that they create. And basically that's what the temporary construction easement is for, in case they're putting in sidewalk, piping, new curbing, you know, materials. Really, that's what it's about. But as far as timing, that's usually, you know, it's usually a 1 to 2 year window from the time you see the survey work. You could talk to Joe Herrera, the engineering department, to try to get that clarified a little bit closer.
Okay, like I said, we don't have any problem with the agreement. My question about timing is, we're just agreeing that when it comes up, we're going to accept it. That's what the comment is, correct? Okay.
Right. It's only during that construction of that
project. Oh, okay. Yep. And then number five, I wasn't certain about what that was.
I don't think you have to worry about number five.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, those are all the issues raised in Mr. Hinderstein's letter.
Got it. Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this applicant?
Ms. Buck? No one, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public portion and I'm going to put a motion up there to approve this application. Can I get a second? Thank you, Kalpesh. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good evening, guys. Good luck.
Good evening.
Okay, let's shoot on down to number eight. 22-ZB-84V, Frank Barber. Mr. Barber with us?
Yep, he has to unmute. There he is.
Mr. Barber, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Frank A. Barber, 3 Jenny Place in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Relief from a variance that affects the installation of a replacement fence.
Henry?
Yeah, this application is unique. It's a property that fronts not only one street, but actually fronts 3 streets. So there's quite a hardship here. don't have any issues with the fence locations that there exist now and where the replacement fence is going to go. The only issue, similar to the last application, is that we asked that you would provide us with a 5-foot temporary construction easement along 7th Street or 7th Street for future road improvements. So if you're in agreement to that, I don't see any issues with this application.
Yes, I'm in agreement.
So item number two on the site report, you're in agreement with Mr. Barber?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion, and I'm going to make a motion to approve this application. I get a second. Thank you, Kalpesh. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
All right. Take care. You're approved.
Mr. Barber, we'll memorialize it at our next meeting and send you a copy.
Thank you.
Good luck, Mr. Barber.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year too, Sue.
Good night, Frank.
Let's go to item number 922-ZB-78V, Kenneth Mazarigas.
Here.
Did I kill that last name, sir?
No, you do well.
All right, thank you.
Did Mr. Kaplan make it back?
I'm here. Can you see me? I've switched devices. Laura, are you able to?
No, but we hear you.
You hear me, but you still can't see me.
No, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I went in through the link.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Are you going to provide us with any visuals tonight?
No, I'm not.
Then you're fine where you are.
Okay, thank you very much. So this is an application on behalf of Kenneth Mazariegos. It's for a bulk variance, 132 Stelton Road. The application is to retain an existing grill and gazebo on the property. Apparently there's also an existing retaining wall that is been there for years. That's partially within the right of way. The property is on the corner of Stelton Road and Woodrow. Therefore the property has two front yards. There are a number of variances, but at looking at them, you can see that the lot is undersized. The lot is below the minimum lot width. It's 75 feet instead of 100 feet. The setback is slightly below, and we believe that there are considerable hardships here based on the lot. The grill was built approximately 40 feet from Woodrow. There is a fence surrounding the property, and it's really not visible to any of the neighbors. There's a store across Woodrow. There's a neighbor behind, and Mr. Mazariegos will testify to the particulars if you'd like. But we believe that the nature of the lot is such that there are considerable hardships, and the grill is in the best possible position, and it is not a detriment to any of the neighbors. Mr. Mazariegos has reviewed Mr. Hinterstein's report. He's filed for the permits and he's prepared to comply with all of the requirements in the report.
That's good for us at this point, to be honest with you. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant or this application? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application? If you're not being held, could you please mute your phones, please? Anyone, Laura?
I have no idea who that is. No, Chairman, but for the public, if you need to speak or have any questions, bottom of your screen, there's a raise hand. Click raise hand, and then you could ask a question or give a comment. Okay, and there's no one, Chairman.
Okay, so I'm going to close the public portion, and based on their ability to adhere to what Henry outlined in the site impact, I'm going to make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Laura, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan, we'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Sorry for the glitch. I don't know what happened, but I tried two devices.
Make it up to us next time. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kaplan.
All right. Okay, let's move on to item number 10, 22-ZB-95V, James Murray.
Mr. Murray, are you present?
Yes, I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, I would like to install an 8x12 wooden shed in the northeast corner of my backyard in an area that is currently in an easement that runs through my backyard. I also have a fence that's been there for roughly 35 years that I would like to also get the variance approved for that.
And do you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to remove the shed and the fence from that easement?
Yes, I do. And the shed would be movable. I mean, it wouldn't be the easiest thing to move, but it's not permanently attached to the ground or anything. It would be movable. So, yes, that's not a problem.
Good. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application? Hearing none. Anyone? No one? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to go to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you very much. I'm going to close the public portion and I'm going to ask for an approval of Mr. Murray's application. Can I get a second?
A second.
Your choice, Laura.
I'm just writing a name down. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Murray, your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, sir. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
We're moving on to item number 11, 22-ZB-87V, Thomas Varugis.
Is the applicant present?
Thomas, you're muted, I see, sir.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Thomas Varugis, 124 Haynes Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain what you'd like to do here? You can put your hand down.
I'd like to replace my existing wooden fence with a vinyl fence and also raise the height of the garden fence from 3 feet to 6 feet.
This is in an easement, sir?
Yeah, there is.
And you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to take the shed and whatever else is in the easement out at your own cost?
Yes, I do.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. That being said, any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this particular application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, that being said, we're going to close the public portion and make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that to you.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Take care, sir. Good luck. Let's go on to item number 12, 22-ZB-98V, Prakash Sen.
Is Prakash Sen present?
Yep. You have to unmute.
You're muted, sir.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
My first name, Prakash, last name, Sen, 194 Brewster Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. You can put your hand down and explain to the board what you'd like to do.
There is an existing 6 foot high fence in the back of my house, and that is in this some kind of township land. or right of way, whatever you have. And I would like to keep that fence.
And do you understand that if the township ever needed access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to remove that fence at your own cost?
Yes, I do.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to move it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to close the public portion and make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second. Laura,
please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks to the board.
Good luck, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, we're going to shoot on down to number 13, 22-ZB-96V, Gary Sumar.
It's me.
Hey, me.
Mr. Sumar, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Gary Sumar, 4 Raven Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I guess it's the southwest side of my property, and it's a place undeveloped area, and I had all shed 8 feet from that line, and I want to build a bigger shed, and because it's higher, I guess it just goes with different regulation and requires, I guess, 60 feet from that line. Therefore, I'm asking you to allow me to keep the place and build a shed 8 feet from that line.
And do you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to move the shed and the fence from the easement?
Yes.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally.
Mr. Chairman.
Sure, Henry.
Jim, just to go back, circle back on this one, I believe this one wasn't an easement. Mm-hmm. It was a front yard.
It's not front yard. It's a side. Right?
It's a paper street. Unfortunately, not an easement.
I was looking at the wrong one.
No problem.
Okay. I mean,
so this one had a condition of if you were in agreement, I don't know if you heard the other applications regarding the 5-foot temporary construction easement or permanent easement in this case for Hancock Road, because the road doesn't meet the master plan half width. So in this particular case, we're looking for a roadway easement for 5 feet. So if we widen the street, okay?
Yeah, sure. But it actually would be great because of that,
It's a small. Yes. So hopefully they'll work on that in the future.
But I would agree, kind of, whatever township wants me to do afterwards, because it's shared, it's sort of something house. I can't even destroy it, but yeah, it's kind of expensive.
Anything else, Henry?
No, that's it.
That's good. Okay. Any other members have questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All right.
Please, Laura.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, sir. Let's move on to item number 14, 22-ZB-100V. Sami, I'm not even going to go there.
Abdul Rahman.
Okay.
Is Mr. Abdul Rahman present? Does anyone see the applicant?
I do not. There he is down the bottom. He just unmuted himself. You there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, I need to
swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, true.
Your name and address, please.
Sameh Abdurrahman, 183 Denalin Avenue, Piscataway, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I'm trying to just build a fence in an easement area. and it was existing, and I just need to renovate it and build it by my own name.
And do you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to remove that fence?
Sure. Yeah.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, quickly, can the applicant confirm that the shed was removed as he stated on his survey?
Yes, once I bought that house, there were two sheds, one of them being removed and the old one is still existing.
Is it shown on the plan though? Okay, so the one on the left is shown on the plan, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And that one's staying there, right?
Correct.
Okay, and is that 3 feet off of the side property line?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions?
That's it. Okay. Thank you, Henry. Anyone else? Questions? No? Gonna open it to the public. Anybody in the public have any questions or comments about this application? You're muted, Laura.
I don't know.
I read your lips anyway, I figured.
No, all right.
We're gonna close the public portion and I'll make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a good night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're skipping 15 and moving towards 16. 22-ZB-97V, Hugo Taranzo.
Is Mr. Taranzo present?
Okay, Mr. Taranzo does not have email. I don't know if somebody was helping him. If there's any attendee that is helping him with this application, raise your hand. There we go. Okay, 1 minute.
See the Galaxy Tab A7, can we unmute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could unmute. There you go. And you're muted again.
Whoever's on the Galaxy Tab A7, there you are. You're unmuted.
There you go.
I can hear you.
Taranzo's here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Taranzo.
Who's speaking, please?
Yes.
Yes. What's your name?
Hugo Taranzo, 198 Brewster Avenue.
Mr. Taranzo, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I'm trying to get a variance for the backyard fence. I received a letter from the township a while back and told me I had to go through the motions. So that's what I'm doing. Plus, I have a shed on the other side.
And you know that one of the reasons you're here is because you want to put this fence in an easement?
Well, it's been there for 32 years.
Yes, and we understand that. But you understand that if the township ever needed access to that easement, you would be responsible for the removal of that fence?
Yes, I was told that 32 years ago.
Okay, it remains true today. Mr. Hinnestein, I'm not sure Mr. Taranzo received your report, so could you touch on the other items in your report?
Yes, Mr. Taranzo, you know, not only the fence, but also if for some reason we needed to gain access into that easement, your shed and the pool are also in that easement. So you would be responsible for removing anything on the easement if we ever needed to do work in that easement. You understand that?
Now, the pool is over the easement in the back or the one coming from the other street?
The pool's in the easement, your fence is in the easement, and your shed's in the easement. So if for some reason we ever, the problem is the easement goes across the back, but you also have an easement that runs down the side of your property as well.
Right, it comes from Blackford all the way through.
Right, so if that's what I'm saying. If any work needs to be done in any of those easements and they require you to move the pool, the fence or the shed, that's gonna be your responsibility to do so.
Okay, I haven't used a pool in 15 years.
Okay. Why don't you take it down?
I've got grandsons.
Oh, okay. Well, the other item too is that, again, this pool and the shed, the variance that's going to be given to you is going to be given to you for those particular items, because I believe they've been there for a while. They're pretty well screened with the fencing, but they're not in a conforming location. So I think there should be a caveat that says that, you know, once the pool comes down, whether it needs to be replaced or if he takes it down, that, you know, any new pool or any replacement shed would have to be in a conforming location as far as to the setbacks. I think that you might also need to put that in a deed restriction. Thank you, Mr. Keneally, for that. Just in case the property is ever sold, the new owner, I think, will know that if the pool or shed needs to be replaced, that they have to go into a conforming location or appear before the zoning board on that case again. And then the only other thing is did you ever get a permit for that pool?
Not that I know.
Okay. Then you really should get a permit for the pool from the building department, just to make sure it meets code and that there's no issues with bonding or electrical that could cause somebody to be electrocuted. Really, all pools need to be that are installed need to be permitted through the building department. They could do it after the fact and come out and inspect it and make sure that it meets code as far as, you know, to the safety issues that accompany pools. So my recommendation would be is we could approve this, but I think you're going to need to get the building permit so we know that the pool is again safe, and the deed restriction stating that if the pool comes down or the shed needs to be replaced, that those two items will be replaced in conforming locations, or an application will be made to the Zoning Board of Adjustment for any new setback requirements that they may be seeking.
Once the pool comes down, it will not go up again.
Fair enough.
I'm too old.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none, we're going to bring it over to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to approve the application with the restrictions that Henry put on it, with the documentation of the permits, if he needs to, he wants to proceed with this. So I make an affirmative of approving this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Taranzo, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you very much and have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
Have a good night, sir. Thank you. Item number 17, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of December 8th, 2022.
First resolution is Kevin Wilson, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman? Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Michael Kearns, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
We can't hear you.
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Mr. Cahill, Chairman Cahill.
Yes.
Next is Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church, final major subdivision. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The final resolution is Infinity Biologics, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have.
All right. Number 18, adoption of minutes on the regular meeting of December 8th, 2022. All those in favor say aye.
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 Number 19, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Everyone have a happy new year. Thank you very much for your commitment to 2023, and happy anniversary to Mayor Waller and his wife Paulette.
That was yesterday.
It's 31 years and they never had a fight.
She was here with me yesterday. Night now.
Take care, guys.
Happy New Year. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Good evening, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.